Michael, you want to take it away?
I won't go into, you know, the detail of all of these different aspects, but I think fundamentally what you've got to figure out is what do you want to achieve? And, you know, you need to understand where you're going so that you can figure out what you've got, what statutes you've got to amend. And you also got to figure out who's going to care, who's going to be for you, who's going to be against you. You want to work with both of them as well. As you're drafting legislation, it helps to start sharing it with especially your friends first so that everybody can kind of get behind the same thing. But at some point, your enemies are going to know what you're doing. And to the extent that you can work with them and find out if there's a compromise that can be worked out, that's great. And so, you know, you want to look at what's going, you know, what historically is out there from that perspective. You want to start drafting up, you know, you can, when we have what's called the Legislative Council, that is a group of attorneys dedicated to the legislators, to the legislature. And the Legislative Council actually drafts all the bills. Every bill will go through Leg Council. There was a time when, you know, a lobbyist would draft up a bill and hand it to a legislator. A legislator would go file it, and it would be going through the process in that original drafted form. Now, in general, they really try to have every bill go through the Legislative Council. How do you get a bill into the Legislative Council? Well, you got to have an idea. For a legislator, they can just say, this is kind of what I think I want to achieve, go draft it. And so if you're working with a legislator on an idea, yeah, as much as you can give them can help them on the request, because ultimately the request is going to have to come from them to Legislative Council. But it can be pretty high level. It can be very granular. You can go on ahead and fill it, write up exactly what you think it should look like. And then as you're going through the as you're going through that drafting process, you know, depending on how open the legislator wants to be, they can actually have you talking with the attorney in Legislative Council to work through the language. And, you know, just like all lawyers, everybody looks at different ways of doing things. They have their favorite way of doing things. And what you draft may not be what the Legislative Council attorney drafts. It is not a bad thing. Sometimes it is. Sometimes they don't understand exactly what you are trying to achieve and why certain words are very important. So working collaboratively with Legislative Council to get as close as you can to what you want is important. But ultimately, you want to be working with an office on getting that filed, or at least getting it drafted. There's times where I'll work with a legislator to just get a draft in, and it's like, don't worry about carrying the bill. I just need to get a draft. And you can get that process going while you start talking with other bills, potential sponsors, folks that may actually want to file the bill. But why would you want to get into the Legislative Council early? Because they back up soon.
Yep.
You know, we've already got, I don't know what the deadline is, where things are right now, but it's months before ideas that get put into the hopper right now are going to come out.
And, you know, they can begin filing bills the first Monday after general elections. And so I think they were allowed to begin pre-filing, I think, November
11th. I think it was 11th. Yeah.
And so many bills got filed. To date, this is on one of the next slides, is as of this morning, there were 2,187 bills that were already filed. And we're closing in on the second week of the legislative session. So generally, every legislative session, there are about 7,000 bills that are filed. And Michael and I were talking about this right before we started. Last year, I think 15% got passed, and previous session was about 20%. Sessions before that, I think I went back to the 83rd session, which was
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago, and I think it was about 25% were passed. So the number's decreasing. Michael says we're not Washington. We're not Washington. We're Texas, and everything's bigger in Texas and all that. But you know, it's getting a little bit more difficult to pass bills. And if you all are watching some things, you know, there are some things that are coming up which you know, some people don't think is necessarily germane to running the state, and that there are more social issues and culture wars that are happening in Texas.
And so, you know, you got to figure out who you want to file your bill. There's a lot of bills that are getting filed right now by people who are not on the committees that the bill is going to get referred to. Mm-hmm. You actually got a higher chance of getting your bill passed if it's the chairman of the committee who files it, or a member on the committee who files it. But then that means you've really got to wait until mid-February to get your bill filed. So there's some issues like that. The bottom line one, identify bills to amend. Because while only 15% of the bills may actually pass, you may have 30 to 40% of the great ideas that got filed in the session that pass, because they came on, they passed as amendments to other bills.
Sure.
And as this percentage of bills that pass gets smaller and smaller, the importance of amendments gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. So really watching, looking at what you might be able to amend, what you are interested in, can be helpful. Or, you know, from an advocacy perspective, watching out for where a bad idea that you are concerned about may show up. That's why you also want to look where might somebody file that, you know, what they think is a good idea.
Yep. And that brings to mind something that I've been paying attention to for one of my clients. And there was a bill that was passed by a senator at the very last minute in, oh gosh, a session, I think in 2015, and he is no longer a senator, but it very substantially changed the ecosphere for this particular industry and what they could do. And it was a little tiny amendment.